within the pages of the Bible, are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is tape number 34, entitled, What About the Thief on the Cross? Luke chapter 23, verse 43 says, And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, Today shalt thou be with me in paradise. This is Jesus' statement to one of the criminals crucified with him. In the Greek translation of the Old Testament, the word paradise is used to describe the Garden of Eden, Genesis chapter 2, verses 8, 10, and 15. The word means a garden of delight. Paul refers to being caught up to the third heaven, and in the same connection mentions being caught up into paradise, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 through 4. The word paradise was also used to designate the place of happiness and peace in Hades where the souls of the righteous go following death and preceding the resurrection. Acts chapter 2, verses 25 through 32. In this same connection, read also John chapter 20, verse 17. Jesus was therefore apparently promising salvation to this person who had been a criminal. This promise was Jesus' response to the man's recognition of the innocence of Jesus and for his faith. The man had said, This man, meaning Christ, hath done nothing amiss. Then he said to Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest in thy kingdom. Luke chapter 23, verses 41 and 42. But why did Jesus deal with the thief on the cross in this way, and yet still require those of us living in the Christian age to be baptized in order to be saved? In order to understand the teachings of the Bible on this subject, we must first realize that Jesus had the power on earth to forgive sins. Matthew chapter 9, verse 6. Jesus could forgive sin by merely speaking the word. Matthew chapter 9, verse 2. But when Jesus died on the cross, his new covenant, sealed by his blood, went into effect. There had to be the death of the testator who made the will or testament before the will could go into effect. Hebrews chapter 9, verses 15 through 17. It was not until after Christ's death that he said, Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. The thief on the cross lived and died before these commands were given, and was therefore not subject to their requirements. If man would be saved from his sins today, however, he must believe in Christ, repent of his sins, confess his faith in Christ, and be baptized for the remission of sins. Mark 16, verse 16 says, He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Acts chapter 2, verse 38 says, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins. We also read in the book of Matthew, chapter 10, verses 32 and 33, that we must confess our faith in Christ before men. Again in Acts chapter 22, verse 16, the Bible says, And now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. God will faithfully keep his promise and save those who do these things. We must then, as Christians, observe all things which Christ has commanded. Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. In this age, then, it would be just as logical and reasonable to argue that it is not necessary to partake of the Lord's Supper, nor to support the preaching of the gospel, nor to sing, nor to give, as it is to reason that a person is not required to be baptized because of the thief on the cross. Although the Bible does not mention that the thief did any of these things, They are all required of those of us now living in the Christian age. The thief on the cross was never a source of contention among New Testament Christians of the first century, and out of all of the multiplied thousands whose obedience to the gospel is recorded in the New Testament, not a single one ever asked, "What about the thief on the cross?"
The message which you have just heard